The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Tossed Popcorn is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Sienna Jekyll.
And I'm Liana Holston.
And welcome to Tossed Popcorn, the podcast where two idiots watched every film on the AFI's 100 Greatest American Movies of All Time, the very slightly less racist 10th anniversary edition, and are now watching films of our own and listeners choosing to figure out if films can bring us joy.
This podcast is a safe canvas for people who don't know anything about movies. Today, we're watching Portrait of a Lady on Fire. A film that is a big part of the Tossed Popcorn origin story.
Our lore.
Warning. Did you say a reward? Oh, no. Our lore.
Our Lord. The year of our Lord.
Warning. There will be spoilers about this. French.
Yes.
Recent film.
Yeah. Wow. Well, let's start with our predictions.
Okay.
I mean, we already know we've seen this one.
Yes.
Truly years ago now, which is crazy.
Sienna, let's start with mine, because I'm not actually sure if I gave any helpful information.
Perfect.
Hi, Sienna. It's
Hi.
Liana. I'm about to watch Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
Okay.
Oh, I predict French.
Mm-hmm.
Two lesbians with no electricity, gorgeous coastal views.
Only the different type of electricity.
And honestly, I really hope this movie makes me cry, because it would be real cool to feel something.
Wow.
Love you. Ooh. Bye.
Jeez.
Ooh.
Looking forward to Hey Girl.
Hey.
But I can't ask you about it yet. I can't ask you how you are.
Not till you've predicted.
Okay, my prediction.
Okay.
Hey, Liana.
Hey.
Sienna here.
Okay.
I'm about to watch Portrait of a Lady on Fire. From what I recall, when we watched this back in the day...
Nice.
There will be cliffs and rocks...
She's going into Narnia.
Ocean, the sea.
The sea.
And gay ladies. Feminist vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Hunks of bread and cheese.
Yes.
Looking forward to
I
it because
really
I remember
that.
Enjoying it last time. We'll be interested to see how we feel now after having been on this journey. Okay. Well, I love you and goodbye.
Aw. Hunks of bread.
Hunks of bread and cheese.
I thought you were going to say just hunks. And I was like, actually, no.
No.
Nowhere near. No hunks. No hunks allowed.
Wow.
Well, I guess before Hey Girl, we have to do a bit of lore for the listener.
Yeah. For those of you who tuned in recently.
Hello. Or I guess, does anyone know
anyone.
This? I don't think anyone knows this.
Was this completely behind the scenes?
The only people who know this are us.
Yeah, there's like one vague post in our very early Instagram posts.
Okay.
But, or maybe it was just my own personal Instagram posts.
Wherever it was, when we were first starting Tossed Popcorn and figuring out how to do a podcast and what the format should be,
we said,
we were like, oh, let's do a practice episode with a film that neither of us has seen but has wanted to. So we watched Portrait of a Lady on Fire, and I remember the practice episode just being like, yeah, I really liked it. That was a great film.
This was done well, and I understood the art.
We were like, oh, I don't think this works.
Yeah, it wasn't the best practice, but it was fun.
But that was back in our era of being ready to fight film. And now that we are happy
now that and we have figured rights, everything out for ourselves
and have choices.
Women's rights are women's just rights. Off the charts.
We're coasting right off Women's Month.
You know, we're now just honestly tired out.
The list broke us. It really did. So it'll be interesting to hear what we have to say this time around. Possibly this episode will also be 2 minutes long, but I'd be surprised.
That'd be fine. Well, hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
How's it going?
Hey.
How's this week going?
Yes, mentally, I am not well, which is something that I overshared with somebody I met on the sidewalk this afternoon. And that was exciting. That's how really you can tell. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm just telling anybody this.
When you're saying something and then either like kind of your kind of friends, like acquaintances or strangers or something are kind of like, oh, God. And you're like, is that not fun anymore?
Oh, is that? Oh. I bumped into a friend, Akshay, friend of the pod, and Akshay's friend, Jack. Shouts out to Jack if they're listening to this. I'm sorry again for oversharing at you on the pavement. And they were like, oh, my God, how are you? And I was just coming from the gym and I've had two bad workouts in a row, 2 days in a row, which have just made me feel like sad and angry. My workout yesterday went so bad that I was like, I think I have to stop drinking. I was not hungover.
Just generally.
But I was like, something needs to change. And that's the only thing I'm willing to make a change around. So there we go. And it's a melancholy time coming off. We're at the butt of winter, the ass end of winter. Soon it will be spring, but crucially it's not spring yet.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a difference between it being spring and not.
I think my brain is feeling that.
Mm.
And I can't wait to regret sharing that with the public 2 weeks from now.
Well, wonderful. You know.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Any wisdom? Any sage advice? Please.
Oh, no.
If not, no need. Great. Wonderful.
Nope. I was just going to say,
girl.
You know, I too am sort of just a woman at the end of her rope.
Okay.
I look around my world right now.
This is so prescient for this week's episode. Oh, my gosh.
I look around my room and I'm just like, this is the look of someone whose life is not where they want it to be. And it's a mix of things because I've gotten to be on the set this week and I've had a couple moments. There were a couple of those beautiful moments of life where I was like, I'm actually standing exactly where I should be standing at this point in time. I'm learning things about myself and what I want to do that I really value. But at the same time, yesterday I had to clear a bunch of stuff out of my old apartment that hadn't been cleared out yet for dumb reasons. But it was one of those things where you're like, oh yeah, I just have to pick up a couple things. And then once you have only like 35 minutes to do so, you're like, this isn't just a couple things. Actually getting it to the elevator. This is why you have people help you. This is why you hire people to help the things.
Mm-hmm.
When all that stuff was spilling out of the bottom of the box next to my car and I had to throw loose shoes.
No.
That are eventually I'm giving away. Just had to throw them into my car. And I was sweating. I was sweating so much. And I tried to close the door of my car and there was a curtain rod that kept getting stuck. And I was like, this can't be happening.
Loose shoes that you're eventually giving away is A, so evocative of moving, and B, could replace the Ernest Hemingway shortest. Sad story.
Loose shoes.
Throwing loose shoes, I'm giving away.
Loose shoes in car. Giving
loose
away.
Loose shoes thrown.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful.
So we're both, you know.
Yes, we're both that.
We're both on the brink of being better, but it's not that time.
Yeah, we're both at the cliff's edge of wellness.
I think it's... But boy.
Yes, but ooh.
But oh, how it would be nice to be by the sea. To be,
oh, I'd love to be by the sea.
To be melancholy windswept. By the sea would just be just what the doctor ordered right now.
Yearning.
On a bit of a vacation is just sort of the lifestyle.
Yeah. Where are they?
Pre-marriage on the
is
shore.
That France? It is France, but they have, is like, it an island?
2 weeks to do one painting.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of their job that
but
week.
Fair enough. It's a really intense painting.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no.
It's like, a big proj.
You should have that much time, but it's sort of like, yeah, make your own hours, you know.
Mm-hmm. She is freelance. She's a freelance artist.
Well,
we've basically done it, but Sienna, s'il vous plaît. Could you please donner, which is French for give, us
a us, synopsis. Which is French for us.
Uh-huh. Us is French for us. Of the film Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
Berthe of course.
Bonsoir.
Portrait of a Lady on Fire. Portrait of a Woman on Fire.
For a second, I was like, oh, that's right. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Portrait of a Lady on Fire. In this French gay film, Marion is hired by a mom to secretly paint her daughter, Eloise, who is a bummed out stinker ever since her sister died.
Such a gentle reading of the text, yes.
Everyone's like, oh, she is such a bummer since her sister died.
The writing is so beautiful.
She's hired to paint her so that they can send her portrait off to her suitor in Milan. This film has it all. Sadness and yearning by the sea. Female-directed romance and intimacy. Almost zero men present. Groups of women singing. French accents. And barely... And I guess also...
Do you mean the French language? Language.
I suppose I mean the ultimate accent, which is to say the language itself. And, of course, barely anything to do for fun because it's the past. In the end, these two lesbians fall in love and have a beautiful, tragic story in which they ultimately cannot be together. The end. Well, Liana, I feel like we should just go right to our phone notes right now.
Absolutely.
First of all, did you cry in the end?
First of all, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
The scene, I was surprised at which scene I cried at. And
which
we'll get
scene?
To that.
Oh,
and we'll get to it right now.
Okay. she's asked. I have to answer.
After the break, and welcome back. It was the scene the night before they have to part ways where they're talking to each other in bed about, like, the first time that they noticed whatever about each other. I just, like, silent tears as my flatmate was, like, heading out to the grocery store.
That's so sweet.
Okay. Thank you. Now that that has been exercised from my system.
Aww.
Did you cry?
I didn't, but I started to tear up at the end when she was having so much feeling. But then I was
She is having so much feeling.
You know what? I really had a feeling where I was like, I could cry. I'm not going to cry right
nice.
Now.
Nice. Nice. Cool. Yeah, you don't have time.
I feel like, you know what?
Nah.
Oh, Liana, your first note. Let's do your first note because this is so applicable to me moving out yesterday. You said classic men seeing something go wrong and doing nothing.
Yes. When you told me that story, I was like, honestly, shut up. Let's save it for the pod.
So, two things going on here. First of all, what Liana's referring to is she gets on this boat. Marianne.
Let's go with Marianne.
Marianne is on this boat. And she's like, we see her like clutching onto her canvas, which is in this like wooden casing. And she's like, okay, the only thing I have to do is not lose this. Mm. And she like looks away for 1 second and she looks back and her canvases are in the sea.
It's doing a Wilson from Castaway.
They are in the sea and you go, oh girl. Okay.
Oh girl.
And so she's like, she has to jump into the frigid waters. But the thing is it's just her and like six men rowing her over to the shore. Six colonial men see this canvas go in the water and they're like,
they stare at her in silence. They're like,
so
what are you going
to
do about
disturbing.
That?
And that is exactly what happened to me yesterday as I'm thrusting a huge box that is collapsing, dissolving, trying to open up from the bottom, which it eventually would do. Trying to just burst open as I'm trying to push it through the elevator. And there are loose shoes toppling out and a curtain rod got shoved and stuck into the door of the elevator. And fortunately, it was just the exterior door. So it didn't get like stuck and like brought upward the way that you see in horror films when someone's a scarf gets caught or something.
Of course.
But, it was the first door. And I was like, if this did get stuck, fire, sparks, crunching of metals, anything. The whole building could have been in jeopardy. And even so, these dudes, these bros in the lobby were just watching and talking to each other as I was having this farce. And clearly, I'll repeat it, a woman at the end of her rope, openly, publicly.
At the end of her rod.
And they did nothing. And a woman at the end of her rod.
Happy Women's Month. That's crazy. Like, men used to go to war, and now they will stand in the lobby of an apartment building judging an influencer's Instagram account while you try to get a curtain rod out of an elevator.
What? Don't they want to save someone? Isn't that their ultimate?
What happened to... You were a damsel in distress.
I'm trying
Have
desperately.
Have they not been socialized to do something about that? And this is one of the many problems with men these days.
Exactly. By that point, I had given up all desire for independence, all desire for like, oh, I'm going to do this on my own. I was like, I'm trying to damsel as hard as I can. And I was clearly distressed.
Truly.
And nothing. Received nothing. No help. No story. What's the point?
Oh, my God. Did your... Ward just starts sprinting towards a cliff edge. Go get her. You've got a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
I'm going to go there on people that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in exactly. to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right. which is different than empathy, yeah. right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already yeah. see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sienna, a bit an interestingly borderline xenophobic note from you. You wrote, oh, I forgot this was foreign.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Am I not allowed to say foreign?
Well, that's a really interesting question. It does feel like a charged adjective.
It does. However, it is a foreign film.
Yeah. Yeah, you are right. Because the standard against which we're measuring it is like the American film scene.
Also, before I, because, you know, I do, we do get older, and I just want to make it clear that was a joke.
Oh.
I'm sensitive as well. Well, no, not that. No, I wrote that for real.
Oh.
But just right now when I said, am I not allowed to say foreign now? That's a
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
a play on a type of
can't say
person.
Anything anymore. Yeah.
But I kind of need to say that because I'm borderline sometimes right now because I did write that down. I did forget what the point is that I forgot it was in French. I forgot it was truly a French film.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, oh, that's right.
Oh, how did you fare subtitle
fine.
Wise?
Fine. Actually quite fine.
Quite fine.
It was well paced. It was a well paced
I was going to say the pacing is good.
Very well paced.
And it's
slow,
beautiful
even.
To look at the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's nice that the subtitles are also on the screen that you want to look at.
There are very, very few people on screen at any time because it seems that there are maybe 10 people who live on this shore.
Oh my gosh. Shoal.
Whatever this is.
I don't an outcropping.
Yeah, I don't know what this was.
An outcropping where witches are? I don't know.
It's about 13 witches and
it's
then
an outcropping
household.
With a woman who knows how to do an abortion and then 12 yeah. witches.
Liana, you said she is behaving alarmingly. Is that
it's
what
like
she...
when you take a dog off its leash and it runs straight into the road and you're like, now, friend. She gets let outside for the first time in a long time and she runs straight for the edge of the cliffs. And I would say that to me would be alarming behavior.
I do love that this is how she decides to meet this person. She's like, yeah. Oh, I'm meeting a person for the first time. I'm going to face my back towards them for the first 5 minutes of our walk. And then yeah. I'm going to run at the cliffs.
Ugh. It's such
run
a serve.
Full speed.
And it's like, no matter she
it
fell
was a serve.
No wonder she fell in love with you, you know? You were yeah. a mystery and then you were a terror. You got her heart pumping right away.
Yes. When I think of this movie, I think of, you know, it's funny. I think of cliffs and I also remember them having like boinking a lot, but they didn't boink as much as I remembered. But it's because it's implied that they're constantly boinking, but it's not like it doesn't show a lot.
Yeah.
But in my mind, this was like very graphic because I didn't want to watch
well,
it with my brother.
You with your romance films.
Yeah, I just can't remember
sex.
Them right. I'm like, yes, they were absolutely doing it. They
it's
were absolutely
porn.
Doing it
it's a
for hours.
And it's like they kiss and then it's the next morning.
Like, oh yeah, that's a really graphic film. I think I even said that to someone. It's like
that's
a beautiful
borderline homophobic.
Love scene. Beautiful love scene. At least we know I did it with the heteros as well.
That's true. That is true.
But yeah, no, I felt, I'm like, what is wrong with me?
Sienna, you've asked a question, and then I would like to ask you a question after I answer the question you've asked me. You've asked, do you think you'd fall in love with anyone you had to stare at for weeks in order to secretly paint? Yes.
Yeah.
Also, they're the only people around. This is why I crave the past, because you're their only option.
Yeah. You're the only person here who isn't my mom.
You have to spend so much time together. There's nothing to do besides hang out with each other. Absolutely. Finally, somebody would fall in love with me. With you.
Yeah.
But yes, I think so. And my question for you, because you at least have some artistic skill.
Do you think
you
could draw a person just by hanging out with them all day, but not being able to look at them while you're drawing them?
I think it would take me a lot more attempts, but I think, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think, yeah. After enough of staring at them. Yeah, yeah. Being like, okay, there's that much distance between.
Really?
This eye. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
I worry sometimes that I wouldn't be able to pick my friends out of a lineup.
Just seeing them for real? Just looking at them?
Yeah, like if they got five pretty similar looking people.
That's so funny. You're only kind of, you're mostly aware of them because of the circumstances. And
yeah, I don't really look at people. I find that it's inappropriate. I cannot imagine staring at someone's face for that long directly into their eyes. Oh my God. Oh, yes, you said, I'm reading for the role of plain maid.
I love that role in stuff like this, where it's like, she has to just stand. Sophie ends up having more personality, but at first she just has to, like, she just stands blandly. No emotion on her face at any time.
Yeah.
One word answers. Just impossible. Just absolutely resigned to her life.
The reveal later that she's pregnant, I'm always like, good for you.
You
good
go,
for
girl.
You, girl.
There are we've seen truly what? No men on this island. So I don't know where you
fetched. Where'd you go?
One.
Where'd you go to get that? She had to go get some.
I don't know where you got the stuff, but good for you.
Good for you.
Liana, you said, if this was what Dune is, I'd watch Dune. I think that's very well said. And I agree.
Thank you. The scenes where it's windy and they've got their faces all wrapped up and they're walking along sand.
That is very, for some reason they have to wrap their mouths.
Imagine if this was Dune.
Why do you think they do that? Because it's cold? They have to wrap up their little nose?
Maybe the sand would go in their face, but you'd think they'd cover their eyeballs.
Yeah.
But also it's gorgeous. It's aesthetic. Probably for mainly because it's aesthetic.
Totally. Liana, you said, this one goes out to all my girlies with tired eyes.
Oh. I was just trying to imagine having to get my own portrait taken, and what a nightmare that would be right at this current moment. As we recall, I recently got roasted by a facialist.
That's so crazy.
For my appearance.
What'd you say again? My God, you have tired eyes?
My God, you have tired eyes. First thing she said, as soon as I sat down.
That's so mean.
What happened to how are you? You know? And so I was thinking very much about like what would the features be that got immortalized in a portrait that was then sent to a potential suitor. I mean, I think they'd do some like cover up makeup in paint. Uh-huh. I don't think they'd send the most tired version of me. But
yeah,
because when she first arrives or when she's first at home, Eloise, she's sad as hell. So she's got very tired eyes. And I was like, slay. Game recognized game.
Liana, you said, it takes. You said it takes two to be funny. Yeah, me and my demons. Slay. Roast.
Thanks. I was proud of that one. That was fun.
That was funny though. When the mom is like, "You made me laugh because I made myself laugh, and you were here." She didn't say anything.
I know. But just by being there, they were able to share in laughter. And shared laughter is better than just laughing by yourself. So that's something. You did note just girly things. In parentheses, gathering roots for an abortion. The jump scare where the three of them emerge from the grass at the same time did make me laugh. Because you could tell that the director had just said action. And then the three girlies emerged from the grass.
That's like a making it lighthearted, whatever. Just girly things. However, it is nice, this, you know. They're helping their friend who doesn't want to be pregnant.
Yeah.
Take care of that. And it was interesting to see how they did it at the time or tried to or whatever, but it was just like, helping each other in the difficult moments.
It's a movie that's very matter of fact, but also gentle at the same time, which I appreciate a lot. Like, none of it felt harsh. It felt very real, but it didn't feel like, that's life, you ugly skank. You know, it was like...
Yeah. You're right.
You know how movies emotional? Sometimes are like, you ugly skank. This is the real world.
Yes. Yeah.
You stupid bitch. Where this one was like, hello, girlies.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to hang from the ceiling for 10 to 40 minutes until you pass out.
Yeah.
And then go see the witch in town. And then do a painting of it. And that's being the girlies. That was the girly, that was the girls' night in the 1700s.
And that was girls' nights.
Mm-hmm.
Girls'
ladies
night
and free. Brunch.
Go see the witch. Liana, you said, oh, to take an edible and have classical music explained to me.
I love the scene where she's breaking down the Vivaldi piece.
Yeah,
she's
that
like,
was cool.
In this is the insects starting to sense the storm, and then the storm breaks. And I was like, oh my God, that's what music is?
This is exactly how I felt. Somehow it being explained to me by a woman, I was like, it all makes sense. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I was like, God, because I knew then later they were going to take some hallucinogens, and I was really excited for them for that.
How'd you know that? Oh, because we saw it before.
Well, due to having previously seen the film. And I was like, God, it'd be so great to just be able to like lie down and take an edible and have somebody explain to me the composition of a piece and then play it. But it's somebody that I'm in love with and it's not annoying. It's in France in a gorgeous sort of vault ceilinged room with huge windows by the coast.
I liked these characters. I liked spending time with them.
I like these characters. I thought they were very well cast too.
Really great actresses. They were really well cast.
Yeah. I just thought she had the sharp eyes of an artist and the other one had the haunted eyes of a
subject.
A woman who'd just come from the nunnery.
I've recently been very distressed about children and people having them, which I've never had before.
Welcome aboard. Recently. Great to have you.
But when I saw that she had a child later on, I was like, oh no. She didn't even want to be with a man, and now she was forced to A, become pregnant, and B, push that child out of her. That is,
yeah.
And I know this is the experience of a lot of people through history and currently. Mm-hmm. You don't even want to be with this person, and now you are exploding your body with their spawn. Mm-hmm. That is a horrific.
Evil. It's evil.
And you find the beauty in it, sure. Yeah, maybe you like that kid because it's cute.
Maybe.
But there is something just so like, no. Mm-hmm. No.
This is not to excuse generations of emotional neglect, but
it makes sense.
It's understandable that some wealthy women or wealthy people who had to give birth then were like, all right, the staff can raise this.
Yeah.
I'd never wanted this in the first place.
Yeah. You know? Totally. Totally. Leona, you said, Sophie is right. Orpheus is an idiot.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the Orpheus?
It always pissed me off. Well, we said the whole thing of like the not being able to look back thing is always it just distresses me. But yeah, it was dumb. Though honestly, I saw their points that they were giving in this movie.
I loved their book club that they had. I loved the analysis.
They were riveted by the story. And then I love that idea of like, yeah, well, maybe she called to him. Maybe she wanted them to look back. Maybe she didn't fucking care if she died and he lost her forever. She wanted to look at him.
At the end, when they're saying goodbye and she comes down the stairs and she says, turn around.
Yeah. I love the way that this movie did art. I love that it was thematic and meaningful and that the things they said had meaning. And that I understood it.
I really liked that every scene looked like a painting.
I remember noticing that the first time we watched this, and I was like, am I a cinema studies?
Oh my God.
But I think that's part of what this movie makes you feel, but in a way that is not annoying. It just like brings you into it.
Yeah.
It's really a nice piece of art.
Really good. Really good.
Did you just find out that your friend and soon-to-be lover was actually a painter hired by your mom to find a... to capture a suitor-worthy image of you so that you can all go to Milan someday? After you marry him? And you'll never see him ever for the whole movie? Girl, same. We'll be right back.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right, which is different than empathy, yeah, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my gosh. Sienna, your last note, I totally agree. Okay, the end of this movie goes hard.
The end of this movie goes so hard.
Oh my gosh.
That's the part where she's weaving through the crowd urgently. After she shows everybody her paintings, first of all, these beautiful paintings, she's painted the male form, which they're usually not allowed to do.
Yep, she says, yep, get I'm fucked doing on.
It. I submitted under my father's name, but these are all my paintings.
Suck it.
And they were like,
suck
whoa,
it, bitch.
Look at this. Orpheus is waving goodbye to his beloved. Yeah.
Oh, we're looking at the back of a man's head. I'm so not used to that.
And then she goes, there's a painting here of somebody I know. She goes weaving through the crowd. She goes, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away. Mm-hmm, she goes, she sees her ex now painted with a daughter. And she's like, ew. And then she looks down and it's open to page 28, which is the page that they painted her on. That she drew a picture of herself so that
Eloise
could always remember her. It was really, that was, I went,
fucking God.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, dog.
I also really unusually respect how French the end of this movie is, where it's like, the last time I saw her was at an orchestra performance. I saw her. She did not see me. And that's the last line of the film before this woman hardcore emotes to Vivaldi.
Great.
Yeah, for a good 3 minutes,
Go off, France.
Yeah.
Why not? Oh my gosh. She was so moved by that piece. And this is the only time in cinematic history that a woman tearing up at a music performance is not annoying.
It's so true. Oh. Because she's thinking of her gay times with her gay lover.
I like this movie so much.
It's a lovely experience.
Oh, well, shall we prime the canvas of our segment Badges and Trages?
Yes. This is a segment where we give badges for brushes, comma, painting, and also bummed out blondes.
Mm-hmm.
And trages for
turpentine? Is that, were they using that in paint at this time?
I have no idea. Maybe. Hmm. My first badge is for an all-lady singing party.
Okay.
Couldn't love that more. I mean, are you kidding? They get to this party and I was like, oh, fun. And then it wasn't for a while that I realized it's only women here. And I was like, that's awesome. I wish that existed. And then I was like, okay, that's being, the lesbian community does that all the time. Oh. Yeah, it's rare that I get to attend one of those, but damn, that's the ways in which I really miss out. And anyway, so excited to see that this party was indeed all women. And then they just start singing and clapping together. They love it. They love that.
Acapella group. It was amazing.
And it was beautiful.
Badge for no makeup girlies. All the girlies in art class with no makeup. Slay.
Oh, yeah. Slay. Badge for how dramatic this is. There's just some moments of true drama where they're just like, oh, like when Marianne runs up and she's like, I was a fool. I shouldn't have said all that. I shouldn't have said all that. I'm like, next time I wrong someone or I feel bad, instead of being like, hey, I'm sorry about that, I'm going to run up to them on the shore.
On the beach. Yeah.
I'm going to grasp them from behind and just go, I'm forgive sorry. Me. I'm a fool. I was a fool. Forgive me.
That scene is so hard. A badge for eating a hunk of bread with cheese and wine. Hello.
Yeah. That's so satisfying. It really is. I have a badge for after her procedure with the witch. the shot with her and the baby, I thought was very cool and sweet. Mm. It was like one of those kind of like, wow, that was, I'm sorry to be a film bro, but an amazing shot they got. It was beautiful.
I was peeing during that scene.
You were, what?
Yeah, I watched them do the abortion the first time around. I was like, you know what? I don't need to see this again. And there's a baby. Come on.
Okay. Well,
two different opinions. A badge for I love the blue of this room. Oh, that shade of blue that her room is that she stays in, Marianne.
Uh-huh.
So beautiful.
Oh. I'm starting to think you probably have more badges than I do.
Yeah.
Given
that you're started at the witch party.
This is my last badge. Even though I have many things that I loved. Well, actually, I'm going to give a badge for the intimacy scenes. They were just really beautiful. The love in this, it was just, they were very... This was a romance. I was like, ah, a romance. And I get it. And they're in love.
Yeah.
I definitely bought their love story and I was moved by it.
Mm.
It worked on me this time.
Badge for the location of this film. Oh my gosh, where in the world is this? It's so beautiful.
My final badge is for the ending. The ending goes hard.
Yeah.
The paintings, her painting life is popping off, and then seeing Eloise crying to the music is just really beautiful.
Badge for not sugarcoating how things are going for your boss. She gets home from one of their walks and the mom is like, how is it going? And she's like, I'm out all day and then it's dark and I can't see to paint. And I was like, good for you.
She was very honest.
She didn't even try to be like, yeah, good. Nope. She just got straight into it. And I love that directness. It was productive. It was what she needed. It was beneficial to everybody involved.
Love that.
Love that. A badge for the sounds of fabric. There's no music in this except for, well, it's all whatever. It's what is it? Diegetic?
Yeah,
whatever the one is started, where it's in the thing.
When they started creepily, not creepily, when yes. they started that, like.
No, it was creepy. You can say it. It was creepy.
The creepy ghostly hum.
Yeah.
Before you realize yeah. they're all singing around the fire. I was like, is this the first time it's we've like, heard oh, any
score?
Music?
I know.
Yeah, I actually really enjoy the lack of the score.
I know. It forces you to pay so much attention to just like what's going on. So a badge for the sounds of fabric, because also the fabric was very gorgeous on these yeah. dresses, these gowns, beautiful gowns. And so it was just a fun Foley experience.
Yeah, it really was. The sound of the paint on the canvas and everything too, oh, the scraping and the
love
drawing.
That. Yes. And my final badge is a badge for the ending. I love the ending.
It's really good.
Oh.
It delivers.
Yeah.
It's the right amount of tragic and satisfying.
I know. Yeah, totally. All of it feels earned.
We say it's tragic, but like they were both okay. You know,
they're they were women in upper class. They were white women in upper class France. Yeah, they were totally fine in the grand scheme of things.
okay, trages. But,
yeah, I only have three.
I only have one. So why don't
okay.
you go?
Trage for I feel stupid for not realizing that they'd switched from French to Italian. I did not notice until they had to point it out that they were speaking briefly, Italian. Right? Yeah, but I wouldn't have noticed if she hadn't been like, oh, when did you learn Italian?
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't have either, probably.
Mm.
Just because I'm not really, yeah. I have one trage that I wrote, and it was for the ghost part.
I did...
Every now and then, Eloise yes. appears as a ghost. I will say by the end, I actually kind of got it and was like, that's actually kind of cool. These are like her memories. And every now and then she's remembering the last time she saw her. And that was sort of her Orpheus moment, perhaps, mm-hmm. right mm-hmm. before the last. Mm-hmm. And so yeah. once we got to the end, I was like, oh, okay, that's nice. But at the same time, it's kind of like we had a good thing going here and you had to put a mm-hmm. ghost in it.
Mm-hmm. That was the thing that annoyed me the most. That's my next trage.
Yeah.
Also, I did not like that at all. It was the thing that felt to me the most film bro-y
yeah.
of the things it in just, the film.
We had a good thing going.
I was like, I don't need it to be that type of art.
Exactly.
I loved what it was.
I loved what it was.
When it was art for the girlies.
Yeah, exactly.
My last trage is a trage for the line, being free is being alone. And I said out loud, oh, kill me. Guess I'm free. Cool. Sick. Awesome. Love that.
Yeah, I know. Interesting conversations around that whole concept of independence. And That's yeah. funny, though. I guess, shall we move on to our next segment?
Yes.
Let's move on to our next segment, which of course is how to pretend you've seen this film. This is for
our next segment.
Yeah. This is for you're in an art class.
Oh, yeah.
You're learning to do.
It's life drawing.
It's life drawing. What's that? Like a still life?
A nude model.
Oh, yeah. Figure drawing.
Yeah.
You are at a figure drawing class, mm-hmm. and you know you don't have to look if you're not comfortable with the nudity. In fact, but you are
and
you're very
Orpheus
appropriately drawing
the nude model breaks
yells,
his pose,
yells out at you,
hey, drawing pretty good, right?
Why just me? Why just
like,
talking
oh
to me?
Oh my god, why did you move? I had just gotten your elbow angle correct.
You know, I really got into this business because there's a movie I saw that I felt was designed just for me. it's this movie,
no.
Portrait of a Woman Who's Burning Up. You heard of it?
Image of a Girl Who's Toasty.
It's called Image of a Hot Girl. You ever seen
yep.
it?
Yep.
It is hot, hot, hot.
Hotgirl.gif.
It is hot. Yeah.
Hotgirl.jpg.
I started watching it because I thought it was going to be sort of a hot. And yeah, I don't know. There was some girls kissing, so I think it was. And actually, but once I started watching it and realized it wasn't what I originally thought it was, mm-hmm. I realized it was actually a very artistic film. And I just need to tell everybody about it, specifically the women I know.
And in order to scrub the face off of Orpheus, we're going to give you a few sentences you can say to pretend you've seen the film Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
Uh, Yes, Orpheus, I've seen Portrait of a Lady on Fire. As we mentioned, a lot of the shots in the movie are framed like a painting, the way that Eloise looks at Marianne as if she is a portrait. And perhaps this is Marianne's memory sort of framed in these artistic conventions, or perhaps it's just cool.
Yes, Orpheus, I have seen Portrait of a Lady on Fire. I really felt that their description of Vivaldi's Storm would also work as a description of my vibe when they say, not merry, but it's lively. Same.
Yeah, that's really funny. I wouldn't say I'm merry, but I'm lively.
I am lively.
Yes, Orpheus, I've seen Portrait of a Lady on Fire. That movie is a period piece, and it will really make you think about truly what people did for fun in the past. That's like a big part of what they do is just sit in silence together or every now and then play cards or go to an event, which I have no idea how they heard about through the grapevine. Mm. Heard about a party mm-hmm. going on in the grass. Mm. But it will really make you reflect on how strange the past must have been. Also, when Sophie hugs Marianne goodbye, I'm like, that is literally the last time she's ever going to see that woman.
Yeah.
That must be really strange. Of course, they were into ghost stories and everything. It must have been an unsettling time. For many reasons, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, Orpheus. I've seen Portrait of a Lady on Fire starring two leads who have naturally strong eyebrows, of which I am envious.
They were a very nice looking couple. Like they looked like they should be a couple. They look good together. Yes, Orpheus, I've seen the film Portrait of a Lady on Fire. The film probably most clearly gets its title from the scene where she is, Eloise is briefly on fire at the grass party, the witch party in the grass. And, she really doesn't care because she doesn't know she doesn't care about what's going to happen next, doesn't have much hope. And honestly, it was a pretty relatable scene.
Oh my God.
And I loved it for her.
Such a mood. Just being like, oh, I'm on fire.
Oh, huh. I'm on fire. Well, and you know, some weeks we're all there.
Maybe someone will tackle me to the ground to help, but whatever. Yes, Orpheus, I've seen Portrait of a Lady on Fire. Oh my gosh. Oh, you've turned your front to me. Do you know what, Orpheus? I'm gonna have to ask you to turn around. That's the view that I was hoping for. Just cheeks.
Just cheeks. And now that you have
Boxed Orpheus up in a crate
and sent him off on the sea
on a little rowboat.
We can move on to our next segment. We can sail on to our next segment, which of course is should you watch this, or when we tell you if you should watch this film or if you should do anything else with your precious, precious time. Liana, what say you?
Yes. Oh, should you watch this? And yes. Yes, watch Portrait of a Lady on Fire. And also, I would recommend if you live in a place where weed is legal, that you take an edible and listen to Vivaldi's Four Seasons or be nude with your lover in a gorgeous room. If those things are an option for you, in which case, congratulations. What would you say?
Love that they do drugs in this also. That's so fun.
I know.
That moment where they're just kind of like, we're not doing anything today. Do you want to like get high?
I've never been more envious of two people in a film ever.
It's like they have nothing to do. Mom's not home. Just a day on the water.
Amazing. That's a dream day.
I would say, yeah, honestly, this is a good movie.
That's your Letterboxd review.
Yeah, good movie.
Awesome, good movie.
My should you watch this and would be, you can totally watch this movie. It scratches the itch And also, yeah, I mean, if you wanted to look at any paintings, it just made me kind of want to draw. Go draw. Go draw. I wish I knew more lady painters. I only know Mary Cassatt. Marie Cassatt. Okay. She does a lot of paintings of dogs. So
yes. Hello.
But yeah, go draw. Maybe go with your lover. But also, you don't need to do that. Yeah.
Sienna, what would you rate the film Portrait of a Lady on Fire?
What would you rate it?
Okay. I would give this film five portraits out of five. I love it. It's got the stuff that I want if I'm going to be sat down somewhere for 2 hours. I get to look at beautiful nature scenes, some gorgeous Vivaldi every now and again, swishing gowns, women, the language French.
The language France.
A period piece. Yes.
Yeah. I wasn't sure. I don't know why I didn't feel confident about this myself, but I also am going to give it five hunks of bread out of five.
Yes.
Did you give it, what was your item?
Portraits.
Okay, great. Five hunks of bread out of five, just because it's like, it checked off all the boxes. It's good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good. Great. This is what a film should be.
It was lovely. It was a lovely time. Wow. Well, we've watched the film again, Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
Merci beaucoup, everyone, for listening. I think this is about listening.
How it went last time. We were like, it was good.
Just like, I loved it. Yeah, that was excellent.
I'm really glad I saw that.
Was there
that.
Much to laugh about? No, it was just a beautiful piece about two lesbians who are having a hard time seeing things at night.
Yeah, you have a problem with that?
What? It's no wonder people went blind at such young ages. It was so hard to see anything. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. We are all over social media at Tossed Popcorn. Get ready for the memes on this week's episode. Baby. Mon Dieu, as they say.
We're also on Patreon at patreon.com/tosspopcorn. And join us next week when we will be watching...
Oh, that's right. My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
What do you mean you don't eat no meat?
I predict you're going to feel very culturally comfortable on that episode.
Greek? Didn't Greek you date a Greek boy? Totally on the table. Yeah.
Merci.
More you. Merci.
Nous vous aimons.
Oh my gosh. Au revoir. Au revoir.
You can find us on Instagram as @SiennaJekyll and @LianaHolston. Please check the description for the spelling of our dumb names. We put out episodes every Tuesday, so make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. See you next week on Tossed Popcorn. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, all right.
Au revoir! A bientôt! Why'd you give me the one that I especially wouldn't
know? Okay, all right. Let's do the other way. You start.
Merci.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.